Did you know that? The culture there is, the ethics behind that are, sit back and be thoughtful with some of our highlighted interviews on Moncrief. Now, this evening, the Taoiseach Enda Kenny is expected to announce that the travelling community is to be recognised as an ethnic minority in Ireland. The battle for this recognition has been ongoing for some years, so what difference will it make? On the line is Eoin de Bardoon of the Irish Traveller Movement. Afternoon, Eoin.
Thanks very much, Sean. It's wonderful to be on.
And now, this battle has been going on since, what, the late 80s, something like that?
Since the late 80s. It's been on before that, before we started to engage formally. It's been going on since, I think, many of my parents' generations were children. It's more about not just the legal standing, but also the recognition that our community is an authentic community and that we're a legitimate people. We're not just a breakaway, we're not just a failed, settled unit, that we're actually a collective of people with worth and with an identity and with an ethnicity that's very much real and deserving of recognition.
Now, yeah, because some people, and indeed I was telling George Hook before we came on air that we were going to be talking about this today, and his reaction was, well, aren't they just Irish? And a lot of people listening might think that travellers are just Irish people who took to the roads for whatever reason. Could you take us through how does one define what an ethnic identity is?
Well, I would first start with that we are Irish.
Yeah.
And I would translate that we have multiple, I suppose, many aspects of identity. For instance, like, I'm Irish and I'm a gay man. They do not discount myself. And they don't have to be in conflict. The tradition, I suppose, viewpoint of the community is that Ireland always had nomadic people, which is why anyone would have migrated from Africa from different regions and different locations. There has always been a nomadic aspect of all human nature.
Mm.
And the nomadic aspect in Ireland has been one that has been sustained. And we have evidence, and we've done research and studies and DNA tests and all that kind of notions that we have been, and we have always been here. We've always been a part of the community. So that debate has very much ended. But I think the point is that people haven't really been educated on that point or haven't really been informed that the Irish traveller or our identity, be it Pavi or Mincare, has always been a part of Ireland. And it's about reconnecting those substances and communities. Because to be very, very honest, I know a lot of the debate we're having is very intellectual. I don't know any traveller at the moment who isn't incredibly emotional.
Yeah.
It's about actual pride. And it's not just pride that we say about kind of going, we're Irish and we're travellers. It's that this is one of the first times that the state is actually recognising more of its children. It's saying, going, you are a part of us. You're not a failed aspect. You're not something that we need to force into assimilation. You're not someone that we have to go and rescue. You are your own people. And that is, it may be on a symbolic level, and it may just be kind of a part of gesture that hopefully will follow through with more actions, but it is an incredible reassurance to myself and to my family, and also to our children, because if you look at the last census, over 52% of travellers were under the age of 18. So when we are talking about children, we're talking about sensitivity of identities, and we're talking about support and a self-esteem and a celebration of who they are, we are talking about children. And we're talking about connecting to the legitimate aspects of our culture. We're talking about our actual language. We're talking about our craft. We're talking about our tales, our cuisine, our kind of our own history and folklore. We're talking about those beautiful things and beautiful aspects that people never hear because of crisis. And until we actually start recognizing, going, you are a people and you are a legitimate people and you are a people that we will want to celebrate a part of who we are as a collective, that is a huge step forward, and it is a huge step forward, not just for the travelling community, but for our collective community, because we're actually starting to take real, authentic steps to reconnect as who we are, rather than being in conflict.
Though the recognition doesn't have any particular legal force, as I understand it. It's more a form, if you like, of moral pressure.
It does, and yet at the same time, look at the outpouring of belief and of hope and of resilience and of sense of the community really having a celebration that we have always seen ourselves as Irish. We have always said we are Irish travellers. The community, as the wider aspects, have always seen us to what either that we've come from the famine or that we've broken off or that we are somewhat irregular or something damaged, rather than going, actually, you're a part of us. And I think that's beautiful for people in the white community to be reinformed, going, travellers are part of the Irish heritage, the part of the Irish history, and part of our history as a collective island and different communities. And that is incredibly powerful. I wish I could put it into words. And it's just such a powerful day. And it is one day that I have been hoping for since I was a small child when it first explained to me. Mm-hmm. I was very confused as to why people were very distrusting and distant of travellers. Why they couldn't understand our legends and our lore and our beauty, the real stuff of who we are, was something that wasn't treasured. And something not informed in schools and not a part of curriculums. and going through the education system, not finding any reference to myself and to my community and to my experiences, was very damaging. And I hope today will be a genuine turning point for that. It'll be a turning point, a mark in the sand going, you belong here. You actually belong here. And not only do you belong here, we seek to acknowledge that and celebrate it.
The fact, though, that it's taken so long, and Eamon Reardon said in 2014 it was only a matter of months away, and then mysteriously it disappeared, would seem to indicate a profound lack of political will to do this.
Yeah, you can think about what the political bonuses would any politician gain from this, apart from on a core moral level. No one's lying. We're very open, kind of going, travellers are not held in high esteem throughout our society. So chances are, if anyone comes out very strong promoting travellers, or for people believe an error to be aspects of travel culture, rather than reviewing it and educating themselves on it, it's not going to bode well for many people. So we're at the stage of, it took a lot of work of going to people going, this is actually who we are, not who you think we are. Travellers, we've always known ourselves, we've always recognised ourselves, and there's such joy in the system also recognising us. And there has been resistance, and there will continue to be resistance, and there will be debates, and there will be reviews, and that will go on. But that happens for everybody. But once we get to the stage of going, actually the state has formed it for all these years of actual ethnic denial, reach the state that there's no other reasons to say no. And we're there now. I mean, even last year we had the General Attorney saying there was no legal restrictions in this going forward. There's been countless joint reviews, commissions, justice investigation. I mean, it goes on and on and on. There is actually a shelf at home that I put papers on when there's a new review coming out. And the recent one was a DNA study. And it's actually home to remind me going, this is very much a settled and normative discussion of who I am. And very few people actually sit down going, what actually are the issues? What's the identity? What's the struggle? And how can we come together rather than you fix your own problems? Because no one's ever allowed or able to fix things in isolation, because we've never been a fully isolated community. We have always belonged to one another. We've always been symbolic and, I suppose, connected to one another in a way, either be trade or by kind of language and lore and kind of that real, viscerally deep and raw sense of that we are a community. And that has been broken down over many years. And I really hope that today really does stand as a true mark of change. And it's just part of my own heart not allowed me to believe it. We've less than 24 hours notice for this to happen. And I was at the stage of going, it's not going to happen in the current governmental form. We'll try again later, just keep pushing ahead. And I am in shock, to be honest. And I feel incredibly emotional. And I just can't wait for the reef of refugee to be over.
Yeah. Now, it's a very important event today, but it's really only a start, isn't it, in the sense of helping the travelling community live in the modern world? Because would it be fair to say, do you think, that modernity kind of left them behind in large part?
I think there are aspects of our community, depending how we want to actually plot the line of being left behind. Some of members of our community have never allowed or being facilitated or are being barred from partaking in day-to-day life. You just look at any kind of public house. For most travellers, public spaces are not for them. When people go out socialised, you very rarely see travellers. So we need to look at two things. One, is there a reason why travellers aren't going to be there, or is there a boundary for travellers being there? And at the same time, this is a step saying we recognise you, and now the onus is on for the system and structures to start fulfilling their deeds and their promises around accommodation. I mean, I know that towards the end of last year, there was a release that only 40% of the accommodation budget for travel particular accommodation had been spent. 40% of an actual budget being spent on accommodation, that is shocking. Educational cuts, mental health issues. I mean, it goes on to struggle, from like 1 in 11 travelers committing suicide, everything. And a lot of that goes back to the simple fact that our identity and our culture and our expression is not honoured. And when the state starts going, actually, no, do you know what? We're going to recognise you for who you are. Not for who we think you are, but for who you say you are. And that itself is a stepping point to turn, which hopefully will have implications on policies, on education structures and curriculums, on delivery of services. But the ones that actually meet both of our communities and wider communities' needs, rather than just having this mono system that doesn't really take into any consideration power struggles and identities and the history that we've come with.
Yeah, and apart from the many structural and services issues that need to be addressed, is there also an address about forging a relationship with the settled community, or at least large parts of the settled community, who are hostile to travellers?
And vice versa. It doesn't mean they're kind of going, there's a lot of people that are incredibly hostile. There are a lot of people who are incredibly discriminatory. But there's also a lot of people who just don't know better. And there's a lot of travellers who have become such run-down individuals because of a system of structures that they have isolated themselves. And because that is a natural behaviour. If you only see images of yourself as a destructive force, if you only ever hear negative stories, if you're only ever told you were a thief, you were a damage, you were a drain, you do not want to be in that system. You do not want to be around these people. And I think today can really be a really strong platform that we actually start having those real conversations. Because we say we have those conversations and we say we have those discussions, but what we really mostly do, we actually debate. And debating people is really damaging. Mm. And I think we need to move on from debating people in the substance of who we are to start analysing in the most open, honest way what issues we have and what we can come together to fix them together, unified, rather than in tiny segments. Because there's a lot of work that needs to be done, and there's a lot of work that has been done, and a lot of work that will be continued to be done. But it's one I think that we need to actually to shake off, you know, the shadows of our own past and our own kind of guilt and our own kind of issues and our own kind of sense of stories and tales of negativity, and going, where do we actually stand and how do we get together and walk in the direction that where we want to end up? Because that doesn't happen for the vast majority of people. And the vast majority of people, from my experience, don't connect in with travellers, or when they do connect in with travellers, they are fearful because all they hear is negativity, or they may have one or two experiences that clouded and recompounded a very deeply ingrained stereotypical view. And so taking up those these opportunities and going, I'm going to crack that shield of negativity, I'm going to push beyond this ridiculousness that I can be held responsible for another person because of the origins of my birth, that my destiny, my will, my wants, my ethos, my ethics can be totally dictated because of a community I'm born into in only a negative. And it's never held that I can be someone of substance, or my family and our children, our grandchildren, our grandparents can be beautiful people because of who they are. And I think that today might be that turning point. I've never felt as hopeful. And I don't, it's not really hopeful of, it's not a gift from the state. It's not a kind of a going, we're giving you a charity. It's a recognition of something that has always been there. So it's the former recognition of, actually, you know what, for all these years, you're being right. Who you are is who you actually are, and we should stop trying to forcefully assimilate you into a structure that clearly has never worked. We need to stop pushing you into angles and putting squares into holes and circles that have never fitted, but only because we want them to fit. We want everything to be the same. Rather than going back, my God, our actual shared heritage as a country is beautiful, it's vibrant, it's living, and it's alive. It's not just historic. And I think that we have to get together and celebrate that. And it's amazing that in 2 weeks and in a few days, we have St. Patrick's Day. It'll be one, probably the first St. Patrick's Day I'm going, my God, it's one of the first St. Patrick's Day that I can have both aspects of my identity that are very deep and very raw to me actually celebrated.
Owen, obviously very emotional day for you, Owen, and thanks so much for speaking with us today. That's Owen DeBardoon there, board member of the Irish Traveller Movement. More interviews to make you go, on Moncrief, weekdays from 2 p.m.